Trolling marks, hello.
Hello, I'm like rewinding, like, did I ever watch Days of Our Lives? Do you know when I last saw Days of Our Lives? When, what's her name? Marlena, she was like the devil or something.
She's still there.
Oh, she was the doctor, right? And she was in
you
love with-
You may throw shoes at me, you may. What? But, no spoilers, please, for Game of Thrones, because as soon as I come off air, that is exactly what I'm doing. Dracarys. That's all I have to say.
Was Marlena from Days of Our Lives?
Yes. Yeah.
Also, we had Brooke.
Brooke!
Yes.
That was her name. And who was-
Bold and beautiful people, really.
Thank well. You. Oh, well, it's the same show, Rolene. Okay, and a lot less dramatic than what's happening in Israel with the elections. So very, very quickly, is it time to build a coalition?
Well, apparently it is, and it is like one gigantic soap opera, because now that we've had the politicking soap opera come to a conclusion, we now have the monumental task of building a coalition and how do we go about it. And in the first time in Israel's history, the discussion or negotiation between the president, Reuven Rivlin, whose role is to tap whoever is responsible for forming a coalition with that responsibility, but also to meet with party heads, he started the process today and he'll carry on tomorrow, and in a very unsubtle way has said to leaders that the people expect unity, and that was in particular to the leaders of Likud. So it's been very, very exciting. I mean, it really came down to the wire last week, and even from Miami, where I was watching, we were all hooked to see who eventually would have won. I mean, if you do recall, both candidates, Gantz and Netanyahu, claimed victory at the same time, and then it eventually went to Netanyahu. So a lot of Israelis are of the opinion that if we had a government of national unity, it would really do the country good and also dispel, you know, some of the criticisms that the global community may have of these election results. But, you know, whether people like it or not, Israel has spoken and these are our results. So, Benny Gantz, the leader of the Blue and White Party, has said that he will not enter into a coalition with the Likud, and members of Kahol or Velavan, Blue and White, have said they will tap Benny Gantz, or they will recommend that he be prime minister. However, if we look at the major bloc that Likud may be able to form, and that is up to at least 65 seats, which would comprise of Likud, who have one more seat than Kahol Levan, combined with Shas, United Torah Judaism, the Union of Right-Wing Parties, Kulanu, and possibly Yisrael Biteinu. That would be a staggering 65 seats, which would make them the majority government and would relegate Kahol Levan with the remaining parties, which would be Meretz and the Joint Arab List, being the opposition.
Rolene, you've just got back from the United States where you were a guest speaker. Can I ask you about, are you following the story about what's happening at Duke University?
Very, very closely. In fact, we're following pretty much all of the universities, including Emory, which had the horrific, horrific eviction notice. It's a huge concern. And what is also very concerning, and here I'm going to perhaps shock you, Kath, and the listeners, is that anti-Semitism is filtering down to kids in elementary school. You know, I met with young leaders and young teenagers who are addressed in a session, and they were describing to me some of the situations that they are facing, and it is absolutely outrageous. One young girl who plays soccer at the JCC, which is opening, even though it is a Jewish community center, it's open to people of all groups from society. She said that somebody came up to her after the game and said, "Hitler should have finished you off." This is a 14-year-old girl, and I was absolutely staggered
at this.
That's
no way to win friends.
There's no way to make friends and influence people. But, you know, this goes all the way up to campus level. And, I have to say campus is one of the primary concerns for the community across the country.
Yeah. All right. Cause at Duke University, there was a rapper who was playing there. And, he was saying despicable things and really, really inciting the crowd. And, you know, nobody does anything because there's freedom of speech. And I think that some speech should not be free. And if you think otherwise, you're an idiot. I'm sorry.
No, Kath, I agree with you. There has to be, where is the line between free speech and hate speech drawn? And why are some people castigated for their comments and why are some others not? So I think that it's a very important point that you raise.
Yeah. All right, moving on to some of the other stories that we want to discuss with you. And can we talk about Eli Cohen before we talk about the Trump peace plan?
Yes, let's talk about this because nobody seems to want to be admitting to anything. So Israeli officials are not saying a word, but there's a lot of rumor swirling across both the Hebrew and the English media that says that in the negotiations to return remains of some who have gone missing over the years, including First Class Sergeant Zachary Baumel, who was returned 2 weeks ago, ending, you know, 37 years of missing in action. It was mentioned in plural that there were other remains. So nobody is admitting whether or not Eli Cohen, who is a legendary Mossad spy who was executed in Syria some 54 years ago, if his remains are en route to Israel. Apparently, when questioned, these Israeli officials kind of shuffled uncomfortably in their seats, which, you know, could be, you know, is that a confirmation or not, Kathy? I'm asking you, you know?
Wow.
But they're refusing to comment on that. But there have been elements within the Syrian ministry or the Syrian military who have said that our man in Damascus has been taken out of the country. Now, who could that be? And, are there, you know, how involved is Russia? Russia was instrumental in making sure that, Staff Sergeant Baumel was returned to Israel for a dignified burial.
Yeah, that was recently. So what's really been happening? You know, it's quite interesting because sometimes there are days when I actually think that the sentiment of, you know, Israel's neighboring or neighbors is actually changing towards Israel. And I think it might
exactly,
be, you know, during,
exactly. It's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, during the Arab Spring and especially what was happening in Syria with ISIS, you know, Israel was helping those Syrians, treating them and then sending them back.
Well, it's quite extraordinary if you consider that the Arab world, in particular the Gulf states and most of the African continent, are warming up to Israel, definitely extending their hands in friendship, all except for one, Kath. I think we all know what the answer is there.
Rolene, we're going to leave it there. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, and maybe tomorrow we can actually speak, if there isn't anything more pressing, we can talk about this this Trump peace plan.
Until tomorrow, God bless, guys, and
thank
good to
you.
Be back. I missed you all.
Missed you too. God bless. Cheers.
God bless.
Bye-bye.